Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So you're starting to see some more names that are being contacted by the Jets for their general manager position. Of course, they're going to deal with that first before the coach. And we had talked about John Robinson of the formerly of the Tennessee Titans, who had that team, you know, in a position to compete. But then all of a sudden things fell apart quickly when he traded A.J. Brown to the Philadelphia Eagles. And he was fired soon after that, after I believe it was a game where A.J. either came back to Tennessee or the Titans were playing the Eagles and Philadelphia and A.J. Brown went off. And it was like that night John Robinson ended up getting fired. But a couple other names, Louis Riddick, who has been attached to a lot of jobs, a ESPN employee who has worked in front offices. And he was calling a game last night, actually. He was a part of that broadcast for the Falcons and Raiders game. And Thomas Dimitroff, who was with the Falcons for many years and was the general manager for the team that went to the Super Bowl and then blew that lead against the New England Patriots. And unfortunately, that's going to follow him around and Dan Quinn around when you're trying to describe their careers.
Yeah, but you know what? They were really successful there. They, you know, they got Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he drafted Matt Ryan. Yeah.
And you know, and when you draft a quality NFL quarterback that is a game-changing quarterback, you can build the team around him. And that's what Dimitroff did.
Yeah. And
they had a good coaching staff, too, under him.
Yeah, that, I think that at first they had Mike Smith there, and then they ended up going with Dan Quinn after that. And yeah,
Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was. Yep. So
he knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing. He's a quality NFL executive, is what how I would describe him. I wouldn't say personality plus, no, but I don't necessarily know that you need personality plus at that position because, you know, they're not guys that are out there, you know, looking for in other words, GM doesn't have to be personality.
No.
He just has to know the right coach to hire if he's involved in that process.
Absolutely. And not be afraid to hire someone who's got a little bit of gravitas and as opposed to going for some coach that you could control in some way who's it's his first time job or first time head coach or whatever it may be. Al believes that Thomas Dimitroff can work in New York because of his look. That's what he said this morning on the warm-up show, that he's got a cool old guy look, and because of that, he thinks he'll be able to slide right in to New York here and have success.
Yeah, older guy, still looks cool. Like late 50s, but kind of cool looking. And got nice hair, full head of hair, very important for a GM.
Glasses, fashionable glasses and frames.
Nice fitting suit. Like
yes.
He looks good in a suit. It's not like big and bulky on him.
That is true. Nicely tailored suit, in shape. So that's what Al looks for in a general manager, someone who looks cool enough.
So the initial press conference with him would go over well, you believe?
Yeah, oh, 100%.
I actually agree with that because the Jets need people who look like they know what they're doing right off the bat. Now, it doesn't really mean anything in the long run, but I mean, if you, for example, I mean, we reference it probably too much, but the Adam Gase press conference was the biggest Jets thing of all time. I mean, it just was. And you had Christopher Johnson out there. extolling the virtues of Adam Gase, and then Adam Gase up there bugging out, having some sort of reaction to whatever was going on.
It looked like an Adderall thing for me.
Yeah, you know, or
that's,
something.
That's usually what that is all about.
Ooh, tacos.
Yeah, I mean, that was so strange. But anyway, so yeah, he's a guy that I you could do worse than hiring him. Now, I mean, I'm still worried about the coach more than I am the general manager, to be honest with you. But
right. He was the director of college scouting at the beginning of the whole Brady-Belichick thing for New England.
All right, so that's how he ended up getting hired, because he was plucked off of that deal.
Yeah. I mean, you know, most of those guys that were in that front office at that time, and Nick Caserio's one of those running the Houston Texans now, they all ended up getting jobs. Scott Pioli ended up getting a job. You know, they all ended up somewhere, going somewhere else and being the man. Didn't always work out, but for Dimitroff, at least it did work out initially with the Falcons.
Yeah. I'd like to go through his first round draft picks. Dimitroff, see how long he was there, and see how he did. Because, I mean, that stuff, obviously, in the scouting and that stuff matters. Matters in a big way.
Well, he was with the Falcons for 11 years as their general manager. That's a long run.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, there's actually a... There is a website that will take you through every single one of his draft picks over 11 years with pictures and commentary. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, he was actually a part of the first two Super Bowls with the Patriots.
Oh, okay. So he's seen some winning?
Yeah, definitely.
He's seen some Patriots.
He's been around. Look, if you come off of that staff, you're around football. You are football. You eat, sleep, and drink football. That's what that staff was.
Now, when was he done there?
In Atlanta? 2020.
All right, so he has not gotten a sniff in 4 years?
No, he has not. Who knows? Who knows why? It could be, you know, you never know.
Too slick looking for certain places.
Well, he also maybe wanted to take a couple years off, too. Who knows?
Nah, these guys don't want to take a couple years off. These guys want to get back in. You tell me this all the time. It's their life. It's ball. They don't want to take a couple years off.
And this guy is that. I will say that. He is that. There's no question about it. And he obviously wants back in, and there'll be opportunities for him to go back in. You know, the interesting thing for the Jets will be, are they going to hire a tandem situation like the Giants did?
Tandem?
Or are they going to hire the GM, bring him in, give him, you know, the press conference and everything else, and then select the coach?
So did this group that they put together, the 33rd team, were they selected just to identify general manager candidates or also coach candidates?
I would think probably both.
Yeah.
And I would think that they're working off of a list that the NFL puts together for them to make sure that, you know, if there are certain guys out there that are not getting a look, that they realize that these are people that you have to interview.
The process.
Yep, it is a process, and they have to go through all the minority candidates that the NFL has on the list.
That is correct. Now, I mean, I think that the right way to do things is to identify that general manager, hire that general manager.
I'm with you.
And then have that general manager pick the coach.
Be a part of that process, yes.
But, I mean, I don't need 50 other guys if I'm the GM helping pick out the coach. Like, if I'm the GM and I'm the guy running the show here, you let me pick the coach. I don't need Mike Tannenbaum and whoever else, Rick Spielman and Woody Johnson be a part of this. You hired me to do the job. I was afraid to come here because of the stuff I was reading and what you were doing to Joe Douglas. So first things first, if I come in here, you hire me, I'm hiring the coach.
So you say that, you're not getting hired. So thanks. I mean, there are some things that you have to, if you really want the job, and obviously you don't interview unless you really want the job. I mean, you got to be forceful in how confident you are in yourself, for sure, but you also have to be mindful of what you're trying to do and trying to get the job, and there may be certain things that we don't see on the outside that on the inside you have to accept.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, if they're going to operate things where I'm not going to have control and then the owner is going to be all in my business and doing things and overriding me, then I don't want the job.
I'm with you. I'm old school in the fact that I want the general manager to hire the coach, or at least be a part of the process of hiring that coach, because those personalities have got to work.
The process.
They got to work together, man. And, you know, when you start losing, you know, the animal instincts of the man come to the forefront, and everybody is basically stabbing each other in the back, and it's his fault, it's their fault, he didn't get me the players, he couldn't coach the players, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The insecurities are just incredible. Well,
that's a chicken or the egg thing. I mean, the reason why the insecurities are that way is because that's the way the business is.
I know. Always... I mean, and that's, you know, look, they're getting really well paid, and when they do end up getting fired, they end up getting, you know, keeping their contracts.
Yeah.
But I would like to have that GM in place and have him hire the coach to make sure that he and the coach, you know, obviously know each other, they respect each other, and somehow they can get through it. I mean, say what you want about Shane and Dable. They know each other. I don't see a rift at all. I see, even behind the scenes when we saw, you know,
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, you saw at least a working relationship where they genuinely like each other and they look like they were working together.
Yeah, they do. I mean, in any time that we've been around them, same thing. I mean, even when we did that game, the Eagles game, for Compass Media Networks. I was on the Giants sideline before the game, and those guys were talking to each other like they were best friends. You know, I mean, it's just they work well together as far as relationship-wise. Well, now, the results have been terrible.
But I know, but if they stay here, it's going to be because of that relationship. It's going to be because they're solid and not because they're, you know, throwing each other under the bus to the owner.
An alliance that they have together.
I hope that's the case. I really do.
Yeah, I'd be curious to find out, like, through your NFL insider contacts that you have, why Thomas Dimitroff has not gotten a job in the last 4 years. And has he interviewed a lot? Like, this was a guy who, as you mentioned, was there for 11 years in Atlanta. They had a lot of success. Drafted well. Drafted if you think Matt Ryan's going to go to the Hall of Fame, but drafted a guy who was an MVP at the very least.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he should have gotten a look somewhere else. There's got to be something going on.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
And if he's interviewing for the Jets, that means that he wants to get back in.
I mean, there could be all sorts of things. There could be personal issues. There could be anything. Maybe he was going through something. You never know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I would like to know, because it would be on paper, you could do a hell of a lot worse. Like, if the Jets hired him, I wouldn't have as much criticism as for other guys. I would say, like, this guy knows what he's doing.